Emilio Estevez was 6 years old when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, just old enough for the shattering tragedy to leave a lasting impression. His father, the actor Martin Sheen, was a Kennedy supporter, and he brought his young son to the Ambassador Hotel where Kennedy was shot. Now, Estevez has made a movie based on the Kennedy assassination. Through a series of vignettes set at the Ambassador, the film recreates the day leading up to the assassination. The characters live out their lives and personal dramas, unaware of the terrible history that is about to be made. Emilio Estevez wrote and directed the film, which features an ensemble cast of some of the biggest names in Hollywood, and it is called simply Bobby. Emilio Estevez joins us now from our bureau in New York. Thanks so much for being with us, Emilio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. You know, I just started to get very emotional as you were describing the film. I'm sorry. So it's...
I actually got emotional writing it, I have to tell you, and watching your film, as a matter of fact, because it brings back a very, very sad time in our country's history.
It does indeed.
Only 6 years old, and yet it made such an impression on you. How is that? Why is that?
Well, I consider myself a child of the 60s, albeit a young child. And it was difficult, especially in 1968, which was indeed the year that shook the world. When you think about it, it started with the Tet Offensive. Then Cronkite came back from Vietnam and said on national television the war is unwinnable. And Johnson said, if I don't have Cronkite, I don't have the American people. I've lost the American people. My Lie was that year. King was that year. Bobby certainly was that year, leading all the way to the Democratic Convention in Chicago and then Nixon's election. And I think that it was impossible to not be affected by all that. And those were my formative years. And I kept looking to my parents for some explanation, some comfort, and neither of them could provide any. And so that made it all the more terrible.
We are talking with Emilio Estevez about his new movie, Bobby, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, I know you've said that you were fated to make this film. Why is that?
Well, you'd said earlier, I remembered where I was the morning that Bobby was shot. The following year, in 1969, when we moved from New York to Los Angeles, I remember walking through the hotel. And then in 2000, I found myself at the Ambassador Hotel for a photo shoot with my brother Charlie. And the fellows that were running the hotel said, well, would you like to go downstairs and have a tour? And I said, well, of course. And we walked down in through the kitchen, and then we walked behind these padlocked doors and into the pantry. And it was as if my entire childhood came back to me. The 60s came back to me. All of those memories came flooding back to me. And the question I asked myself was, why hasn't anybody made a movie about this day, this extraordinary day, I consider one of the most important events of the 20th century?
Now, one of the characters in this movie, played by Lindsay Lohan, is a young woman, Diane, and she is marrying a classmate of hers, played by Elijah Woods. And the idea is to keep him from going to Vietnam by marrying him. I just want to play a clip of the film, and then we can talk about that.
You know, I always thought my wedding would be the most exciting day of my life. Every little girl's fantasy. The white dress, cake taller than me, hundreds of guests.
It's just a certificate, Diane. You can still have all of that.
Yeah. If marrying you tonight keeps you from going to Vietnam, then it's worth it.
You know, that gives you a sense of just how caught up everybody was by the war and by that time.
Indeed, the stakes were so high. And you couldn't help but be politically engaged, whether you knew it or not. You were involved.
Now, that character I read once you got that character, it was sort of the linchpin for you in writing this, as I understand
it. It was indeed. I had a horrible case of writer's block in the summer of, it began in the summer of 2000 and carried me through into the next year. And on the advice of my brother Charlie, who said that I, you know, was stuck, certainly, and who said that I should change my environment and go off somewhere and write, I did just that. The following day, after he offered this advice, I loaded up my truck and with my computer, my 5x7 cards and my cork boards and research material, and I began to drive north with no real plan, and ended up about 150 miles north of Los Angeles, where I was met with one no vacancy sign after another, because it was the middle of summer. And finally, I arrived at this ramshackle motel that said no phones, no TVs, yet they did have a vacancy. I pulled in, I went to the registration desk, and I met a woman who was probably mid-50s, and she recognized me. We had a short dialogue, and then she said, "Well, what the heck are you doing up here in Pismo Beach?" And I said, "Well, I'm writing a story about the day Bobby Kennedy was shot." And she lost her breath, and she said, "My God, I was there." And I knew that I was in the right place. And to go back to your earlier question about being fated, that was certainly one of those moments where you sort of get a nudge, a divine nudge, as it were.
Right.
And I realized this was something that I had to do. She was a Youth for Kennedy volunteer. She had spent the day canvassing. She came back to the ballroom and heard the shots. And she described it perfectly. She said, "It was as if the rug had been pulled out from underneath our entire generation. Mm-hmm. We were in free fall." She ended up marrying two boys to keep them from going to Vietnam and helped change their classification.
Wow.
And indeed, those boys went to Germany.
So that was the inspiration for that character.
It was. She inspired them.
Let me ask you something quickly, because we're going to run out of time soon. There's an amazing cast in this film.
Yeah.
Everybody from Harry Belafonte and Anthony Hopkins to Demi Moore, Sharon Stone, your own father. But you've got a lot of young actors in here, like Lindsay Lohan and Ashton Kutcher and Sheila. And I'm wondering if you deliberately cast them to try and attract a young audience who might not know about these events.
Well, I made a baby boomer film. It was not an end game that I had. It wasn't deliberate casting to try to attract the 12 to 25 demographic. I made a movie for you and for me. I mean, truly, I did. I made a movie that didn't pander. The casting was one of those happy accidents that actors talk. And these actors talked amongst themselves. And so it became like this network of actors who simply wanted to be a part of it.
Well, Emilio, I would love to talk with you longer, but we are about to run out of time. But
thank you for having
thanks
me.
So much for talking with us today.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
The new movie is called Bobby, and it will be released in New York and L.A. this Friday. The nationwide release is set for November 23rd. You can get a sneak peek of the film at our website, npr.org/talk. Emilio Estevez is the writer and director of Bobby, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.